So, Richard, time to talk motorbikes once again. You're welcome back to the studios of Highland, Richard. Good to see you again.
All right, thanks for having me, Oisin.
And you're back in the studio, Richard, off the back of one of your, I would say, your most enjoyable weekends, is the best way to put it. Winning the Sunflower at Bishop's Court, taking victory, beating one of the biggest names in the bikes, Alistair Seeley. Has it sunk in yet to you that maybe how big a victory this is for you? Because it's would be seen as the biggest track meet in Ireland, is that correct?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And Sunflower Bishop's Court is definitely Ireland's top race. You know, I think it's the one everyone wants to win. And for sure, it was a real good weekend. And I don't think it's sunk in yet, because I always just look on for the next target or something else to achieve after I've done something. So always looking forward. But yeah, I'm still happy about it.
Yeah, take us through the weekend, because it was testing conditions, wasn't it? It was tricky in the rain.
Yeah, we had all different weather throughout the weekend, from the Friday being quite wet and a lot of heavy rain, and Saturday morning quite dampish tracks, half and half with intermediate tyres on, and then eventually got a dry race at the end.
Yeah.
But went all well. I mean, all different conditions, managed to win three races, and you know, so didn't matter what condition I won, it all went well, thank God. So yeah, had a good weekend.
Yeah, you were very relaxed about it. But I would say there was more in the tank, was there? You sort of cruised around there, did you?
Yeah, because Bishop's Court, I don't get many laps around because it's an Irish short circuit weekend. You know, over in England, we get a lot more track time. But with the conditions changing all the time, and first time on a slick front tyre, whenever we did get to the dry race, it was sort of our first dry laps of the whole weekend. And on a front tyre that I never used in my life, it was a wee bit like, is this going to work? Is it not going to work? But got the head down and we've managed to win the race. But looking back now, it's like I'd love to do another lap tomorrow just to see how fast I could go.
Yeah. I've watched a bit of bikes now. I'm not engrossed on it like what you are, but I know that Alistair Seeley is a big name on bikes, so he is. And that's a few to beat him, because I'm sure you would have watched him when you were younger. It's huge for your career, so does Richard.
It is, yeah, because everyone knows who in the motorbike community knows who Alistair Seeley is, so it's really guys to beat him. He's won every race in the Superbike this year, and you know, people told me I'm the only rider to beat him in the last two seasons on the Superbike anyway, so it's really nice to do that. And a lot of people wouldn't have expected me to beat him, and obviously in my own head, he was my target, and he beat me earlier in the year and I beat him, so it was kind of like I knew it was going to be a bit of a dogfight this round, but we managed to get the wins, and it did go down to the wire in some of the races, but when it counted, the big race, it all worked out my way.
Yeah, the bike you were on was the same bike that you finished fifth in the British Superstock Championship, is that right?
Yeah, same bike, the MD Motorsport Honda. So we still had the bike in the Superstock trim, but that we raced all year with, so I was familiar with the bike. We just had slick tyres in, so they are grippier and a bit more life left in them, so it just was sort of evened up the playing field a little bit, because we knew Alistair would be on his Superbike.
Yep. You've enjoyed being on the Honda this year. Two wins in the Superstock. I know you're a competitive guy, so you are, Richard, and you would have liked more podiums, so you did, but you had two wins in Donington and Knockhill, and obviously two circuits that suited your riding style and suited the bike.
Yeah, I mean, they were definitely the two highlights of the season for me, because we've been over there a lot of years and finished plenty of seconds and thirds, but no wins until this year, so to get two. Knockhill and Donington are completely different tracks, you know, one being really tight and technical and hilly, and another being a lot more fast and flowing at Donington. So it was definitely, yeah, good experiences, and I won't forget them.
Yeah, the two victories, what was sort of different in those weekends compared to the rest of the weekends in the championship? Why did you have success over the course of those two meets?
I think Knockhill, we did do a test there before the race, and a lot of the opposition was testing there as well. And just from the get-go, I was able to do real quick lap times there. And it's really good to start off a test with good lap times, because then you can build on that. And going into the race weekend then, we had I sat out the first practice, actually. It was torrential rain, and we didn't want to risk an injury like some of the riders did. So even going into free practice, missing a full practice session, I was straight away top of the time sheet. So I think just the positive was I was on the pace so quick, and I had good pace all weekend, you know, from qualifying and race one and race two. So for that track, I was just quick on it from the get-go, and that's what you need to be able to win races. And for Donington then, it was similar again. Like, I was had good pace at the start of the weekend, and maybe not so strong as Knockhill, but enough to get me qualifying the first two rows of the grid, and then just chipped away in the race. You know, started, I think, sixth in the race, and got my maybe way up to the leading group, and went was pushed back to third in the last lap, and managed to find areas to get past the two ahead of me, and came out on top. So it was just they both went my way, like, because it's racing, you could end up in the gravel this Sunday, and I ended up on top in those two races. So
yeah, it's consistency has been key for you throughout the year, because of all the riders competing in the Superstock, Richard, you were the only one that scored points in every single round. Obviously you're very, very good at keeping that bike on the tracks for you.
Yeah, definitely. In the races, you know, finishing every race and all season long was a great achievement, but I did throw it up the road a few times, and between qualifying and practice sessions, and, you know, no one likes hitting the ground because the tarmac's quite hard for sure, but whenever it counted, you know, there's no, you know, I always knew it was important to finish races, and I never went with a mindset saying, oh, not to fall off, but I knew, like, the race isn't a time to find the limit, you know, you use practice and qualifying for that, and don't get me wrong, I've been really close a couple of times from crashing in races, but maybe I just got lucky and stayed on her, or used my elbows to keep myself up.
Yeah. Were you happy with fifth in the championship? Because I know you came close to keep ticking fourth.
Nah, I mean, I am now, but at the time when I realised I was fifth, I wasn't, because I was pushing for fourth in the championship, and I actually was lying fourth in the final race with literally one corner to go, and the rider in fifth made a late lunge on me into the final corner at Brands Hatch and put us both wide, so... Braden Elliott, he was lying fourth in the championship, and he was lying behind me in sixth. So as me and the other rider went wide, he just got an open door to get up the inside. So he passed me and ended up fifth in the race. So, and I ended up dropping from fourth to sixth. So it was about 5 seconds away from getting that fourth in the championship, but it's racing, and, you know, no one leaves
it. That's all part of being on a bike.
Exactly. I mean, the boys over there, definitely, they don't hang about. Like, I mean, if there's a gap, they'll go for it. And there wasn't even a gap, that's the thing. But how we both stayed on, it could have been worse if we were lying upside down somewhere. But fifth, still good in the championship. But fourth, obviously, would have been better. But
yeah, well, listen, fifth is a tremendous finish in the BSB series in the Superstock. You have a brilliant working relationship with AMD Motorsport. It's worked very well through 2022. What's going to be next now for you, Richard? How do you build on this year? What's next?
Well, it obviously depends what we do next year, but whatever it is, I mean, it's all about, well, simply just going fast. So I've second year in the big bike. I know myself, I still have more to learn. I am learning, but I know there's more left in the tank. You know, maybe I could be a bit more aggressive on the gas sometimes, and there's just all these little sectors just to find those three tenths, half a second a lap, and that's all I am looking for now. When last year, you know, I could have been 1.5 seconds off the pace, and now we're like a few tenths off the pace. So there's no plans confirmed for next year yet. Not that it's early days yet, but it's just there's no point me saying anything until it's finalised. And there's been options for going down the Superbike route, and then there's options for Superstock 1000 again. So whatever one it will be, it'll be the best option for me. And either way, whatever I'm doing, I'm looking forward to whatever 2023 brings.
Yeah, and obviously just touching on the Superbike, that's the top end of the BSB. You're very, very close to it now, Richard, and that would, if it was to happen next year, or even if it's not going to be next year and it's going to be the year after, that would be a dream fulfilled for you to get to that level.
For sure. I mean, there's team, you know, it is a big class, and the Superstock 1000 is the stepping stone to that. So there will be riders, you know, I'm racing up against ex-Superbike riders at the moment, and then the likes of Davey Todd, I think should be in Superbikes next year. He's won the Superstock Championship this year. There will be Superbike riders will come back to Stock 1000, so they won't make life any easier for next year if we go down that route again. But it is, that's where I want to be, and we're not far away, because some of the Superbike riders, we are doing quicker lap times than them as it is, so it's just a matter of trying to find that other second and a half to, you know, as quick as a Superbike. But obviously their bikes are a lot higher spec than ours, but yeah, that's the ultimate goal for sure, and at the minute we'll just try and win races and then worry about that after.
Yeah, well, the bike that you're on has been a competitive bike, and and you've rode it very well through the year. If you do stay with Super Stock for another season, do you have to upgrade the machinery, or is the current bike you have been good enough, or is it a case the rest of the boys around you are all advancing on your models of bikes?
Well, it depends on obviously every bike, but if the Honda has got new updates out, then you have to go with it. You know, you can't let everyone else get the upgrades and you still on the older model, because it's so tight and competitive. You know, if you can find parts or a new model of a bike that can find you 0.3 a lap, then it might cost a lot of money, but that's what it takes to be at the sharp end. So especially when you have a rider just as good as you, if they're in better machinery, then they're going to have the advantage. So if it was whatever bike it is, it needs to be, you know, if you're going to want to win races, you're going to need the best of machinery.
Yeah. Well, the season now has come to an end across in England and here in Ireland as well, but there's no downtime for you, because you're going to still be on a bike. What's next for you over the next couple of months?
For now, we have this weekend just a local grass track on Nixon's Corner, and then we've got a four...
That's the motocross we're on, isn't
yeah,
it?
Sorry, yeah, sorry, that's yeah. Motocross, so a bit of dirt bike training. I'll do it most weekends over the winter to keep me sharp, hopefully. And then we've also got Supermoto Championship. It's a four-round winter series, so I don't think there'll be any weekends off. Maybe Christmas time I'll take a week off, but I'll try and ride a bike as much as I can.
You like getting mucky then, do you?
Nah, I like keeping clean now. The tarmac racing's a lot better, but, you know, I enjoy being on a bike no matter what kind of bike it is.
Okay. So. Well, listen, we'll keep a very close eye on you to see what bike you're going to be on next year in 2023. Richard, well done on this year and the season just passed, and congratulations on the Sunflower victory, because in motorbike terms and motorcycling terms, it's huge. So congratulations and the best of luck.
Thank you.